vocabulary test time here. I'll start with the big one first. Genome, as I recall, subject to some area. Genome is the whole genetic information in the cell. So if you have your cell and your nucleus, this is a eukaryotic thing. You got this, all your chromosomes and all that, making up all the genetic information of the cell. That's the genome. Now, human beings are subsections of this genome. If you were to take the human one and stretch it out and make it one piece, it'd be about six feet long. And on this 6 feet long piece, this is where the other term comes in, this genome is made up of DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid, which is a general term for the molecules that are making up this chain, that are the balls on the chain here of the genome. So the DNA is the monomers that make up the polymer of the genome. Now, in this genome are sections where there are some coding that tells your, okay, before I get into that, back off one more and explain. Okay, this is the DNA in the genome. Now, this is in the nucleus, but the protein synthesis takes place out here in the ribosomes that are out in the cytoplasm of the cell. To get the information from the DNA to the ribosomes, the cell makes a copy, a Xerox copy, in effect, on one gene. So that one of these sites that says if you want to metabolize this type of sugar, come here and copy off this information that you ship off to make the enzymes to metabolize that sugar. There can be several enzymes that are made that are through this one gene that is turned on to make these several pieces of RNA. I believe that's the reason the summary of the gene level of what's going on. So, I don't remember to draw out the exact molecular structures of the DNA and the RNA. That's fairly complicated. I've got some overhead to show that. But that's the general picture that's going on.